Welcome to the Principles of Success, interviewing the experts, and today's book review is on Never Get Ghosted Again. So this is another book that is directed towards primarily women, but everyone has problems with getting ghosted, and everyone has problems with ghosting. Quit ghosting people. It's wrong. Now, I understand that you are always going to ghost people because we're humans and we like the easy route, and in the age of constant information bombardment and dating apps, there's just too many people to keep track of. Now, dating apps, if you haven't met the person yet and you've only been talking for a couple of days and you decide that, blah, they're kind of lame, and I'm talking to both women and men right now, sure, ghost them, I don't care. It's better if you don't and just be like, hey, I'm not interested, but if you have to, ghost them. But if you've been on dates, if you have been talking for a while, you are a horrible, horrible, evil human being if you ghost somebody, and I have done it plenty of times myself, but cut it out. They deserve at least a text saying, hey, I'm not interested, sorry. But now let's move on to the actual book, and it is Never Getting Ghosted Again. It's particularly women, how to make sure the guys don't ghost you. So the first reason why he might ghost you might have nothing to do with you, and you can't really control that. But here are some reasons why he might ghost you, and it has nothing to do with you. It's not the right time. Either his work is getting hectic, he's dealing with something tough. There's a million reasons why it might not be the right time for a guy in his head. Doesn't matter if the reason is stupid, if it's not the right time in his head, he's going to ghost you. Next one's a player. Avoid players, and you probably will have less of a chance of getting ghosted. Next one is the attention seeker. They want a little bit of a dopamine spike for a little bit, and so they start talking to you for a while. And then things start getting a little less fresh and actually start getting to know each other. Ugh. And so they'll move on to the next one where they can get that little dopamine spike. The next one is someone who puts you on a pedestal. As soon as you mess up and are not perfect, they're going to drop you and move on. The next point is the rubber band point, and apparently this is a big thing in girl world where they talk about the rubber band theory with guys. Rubber band theory, if you know what I'm talking about, because I don't even really know what I'm talking about, I'm mostly quoting the book right now. Rubber band theory is for when you are in a relationship with a guy. Basically, guys, as far as I understand, it's once we're in a relationship, we need to sometimes take a step back, to get some space, so that way we can rediscover how to be manly. Girls have a bad habit of taking that theory and applying it to a guy that they just met, where he's coming in and out of attention versus not, and he's rubber banding back and forth. That's usually a sign that he's not that interested in you, ladies. Go listen to the book that I recorded just before this one, of he's just passing time, he's not that interested in you. The next one is the one real kind of commitment issue guys have. The previous book talks about how there's no such thing as really commitment issues, but if there was one, this would be it. And that is a fear of loss of freedom. Guys like freedom. They like being able to do what they want, when they want, however they want, with no one telling them what to do and not having any responsibilities. And so as things start to get serious, some guys might freak out a little bit and run off. And then lastly, stress. If a guy gets really stressed about something, like his work's being stressful, guys are one-dimensional creatures. We can only really focus on one thing. If I'm stressed about work, I am not going to be flirting. Sorry. This goes back to the not a good time. If a guy gets stressed, he is going to stop talking to people until he figures it out. So that's all things that you might be getting ghosted for because of the guy, not because of you. Now, let's talk about some of ladies' dating habits that make them get ghosted. Number one, lack of perceived interest. If the guy, ladies, at some point after talking to you for a while, a guy will stop texting you just to see if you bother texting them. Or, this one's my personal pet peeve, if all of your texts are one-word answers or even worse, an emoji or an LOL, the guy is going to lose interest really fast. If you're not putting in effort and showing interest in the guy, playing hard to get is stupid. If you're not giving the guy any amount of perceived interest, he's going to leave. Guys don't like wasting time on people who aren't interested in them. They've done that all their lives. Next one. This one's also really big for me. There has been countless women that I have rejected because of this one, and that is laziness. The amount of women I have heard say something along the lines of, I just need a sugar daddy, or I just need a husband so I don't have to work anymore. And let me clarify that. I want my wife to be a stay-at-home mom, but I want her to be a hard-working stay-at-home mom. But the attitude of, once I get married, everything will be easier, is a very, very big turnoff for guys. And guys will look at women and try and see how they will add value to their life. If you're not adding any value because you're lazy and you just want to watch TV all day, they're probably going to drop you. At least guys with options, and those are the guys you want to date anyway. Next one, hard to get. I already talked about hard to get, but playing hard to get is freaking annoying. Guys do not appreciate it. I don't know where women got that idea from, but being hard to get is freaking annoying. Now, the next one might be because of the reverse. You're hardworking, and he's lazy. You don't want that one anyway. It's not someone you want to spend all of your life with trying to pump up every month. Next one is he's shy. This section was supposed to be about girls, but I guess I put those two in on this one. But he's shy. So this one goes back to kind of the hard to get, or making him try and be extra brave because he doesn't want to speak up. But if you're too much for him to handle with his shyness, he might drop you. Now, again, that's probably not someone you want, but that's another reason. Now we're back to the reasons why you might be pushing guys away. And that the next one is, you're too much. You're either too needy, too annoying, too demanding, too expensive. Like, ladies, I don't think you realize this, but guys will look at a girl, and if she has too much stuff on her, they will describe her as, she looks expensive. And guys don't like expensive women. They don't. I'm sorry. Sure, you look real nice with that Louis Vuitton bag, but we all know that you're not the one that paid for it. And in general, we don't want to pay for it. So too much. If you're, I'll be talking about this in a later episode on principles, but if you're too much of a headache and the pros don't outweigh the cons, no one's going to be interested in you. If you're too much, if you're too needy, if you're too expensive, if you're too demanding, people won't want to be with you. And then the last section, or the last point for this section, is specifically on being needy. How can you be overly needy? One, overly sexual. I've had girls, when I first meet them, start trying to send me nudes and all sorts of stuff. I'm like, you need to work on yourself. You are way too desperate. Clingy. If you can't let me have a little bit of me time without freaking out, there's going to be some problems. Doormat, which is kind of another... Basically, so, neediness usually comes from insecurity. So a lot of these traits will be insecure traits. Doormat. If you don't have a backbone at all and let me just walk over you, I'm not going to respect you and I'm probably going to drop you. Now, that is different from being confrontational, but if you don't have standards, there's an issue. Next one is rushing the DTR or updating Facebook. If we've gone on one date, do not ask me if we are a boyfriend and girlfriend. If we haven't talked about being boyfriend and girlfriend, do not put on Facebook that you are now in a relationship. Next one is an over need of PDA. This one is like literal clinginess. If you can't let go of the guy in public, that's probably not, he's probably going to lose interest in you. This next one I really don't care about. I think it's more older generations that find this weird, but stalking on Facebook. Everyone stalks on Facebook. It's part of your due diligence before your date. And then there's this last point that women do not understand how much it bugs men. You are not his mom. Quit acting like you're his boss, his mother. Quit telling him what to do. Especially if you're early on in the relationship. If you've been on a couple of dates and you start telling him to chew with his mouth shut, now granted, that's probably something he should be doing, he's going to not appreciate it. So, actually, a story, example of this. A friend of mine got married. And we're all having Thanksgiving together. And she is not my wife. My friend started biting his nails for whatever reason. It's a bad habit lots of people have. Anyway, she snapped at him and told him to quit biting his nails. Well, then the thought was in my mind, so I went ahead and bit my nail because it was bugging me now. And then she snapped at me, and I was very much direct, and I was like, you are not my wife. Guys do not appreciate being bossed around, just like nobody likes their boss. So quit acting like their mom. That's really bad. Early on, that's a really bad sign. So those are all reasons why you might be making men ghost you. So now let's move on to the next section, and that is, what do men want? What do you need to be for men to want you? The first point is, be feminine. If I wanted to date a masculine dude, I'd date a masculine dude. Guys don't want to date someone who's confrontational, a boss bee, someone who can go out and conquer the world. They want someone to be their sunshine. They want someone who's kind, who's nurturing, who's fun, who isn't aggravating, who isn't self-absorbed. So keep that in mind. And then in the book, he has a small section of maybe you are a boss bee and want to conquer the world. And you don't want to change so that way men like you. That's fine. Just understand, you are not going to get a masculine man. And he talks about how some boss bee women who have a lot of masculine energy change their standards and go after more relaxed, for lack of a better word, feminine men and are happy with that. But if you want a masculine man, you can't be a masculine woman. It just doesn't work. Men find it annoying. Moving on to the next section, meeting his qualifications. So before everyone flips out about this episode, let me remind you, this is a book review. I might agree with a lot what's in the book, but this is a book review. And also, buyer-seller. It doesn't matter what you want, it matters what the buyer wants. It doesn't matter if I'm a super clever nerd who can do all sorts of really crazy things. If I can't talk to a girl's not going to be interested. If you are not giving what the other person wants, they're not going to be interested. I'm not making the rules. This is just how life works, and I'm sorry. So, meeting his qualifications. More specifically, because this is a book about ghosting, if you do not meet his qualifications, this might be why he ghosts you. And they can be as petty as the way you laugh. Or life goal incompatibilities. I have rejected a girl just because her nose was slightly funky. Actually, I'm kind of particular on noses, so I've rejected quite a few girls because their noses were kind of funky. But that, ladies, that's not usually the case. That's just a weird pet peeve that I have. But yeah, weird pet peeves. A guy will ghost you if you mess up on one of his weird pet peeves. And by the way, the pettier the reason is, the less likely he's going to tell you why. I've rejected girls because all they want to do is bake and they don't like cooking. I don't understand what the difference is besides the fact that I don't like sweets and I want real food, but apparently baking is much more fun than cooking. I've rejected girls because of tattoos. I've rejected girls because the way they talk is slightly annoying. If you do not meet the picture in a guy's head, it can be super petty. He will still drop you. There's not really anything you can do about that. Guys, same thing applies for you. If you send one weird text, girls will ghost you. If you send one text that seems slightly off, they'll be like, ugh. But again, we're all buyers and we're all sellers at the same time. But if we're looking for something and somebody has something that we don't like, we will probably drop them, even if it is really, really petty. Moving on to the next section, and I kind of already covered this section, but the biggest reason men will drop a woman is when she is too bossy. A boss girl is an insult, not a compliment. If you are argumentative, competitive, controlling, he probably will not be interested in you. He doesn't want you to correct him, especially if you just met. So, I got another story for you guys. And I will freely admit that politically, I was probably incorrect. Doesn't matter. I was talking to this really cute girl who was very interested in me, and I was kind of interested in her. And we were talking, and we were talking about our friends, and she pointed to her friend, said the name, and was like, oh, hey, that's funny, that's the same name as my friend. And I pointed to my friend, and she was like, who's that? Which one? Because there was quite a few girls. Let's just say there was five girls. Four of them were really small and petite. One of them was massive. The massive one was my friend. And I was like, oh, the big one. I then got to spend the next 10 minutes, probably closer to 5 minutes, listening to this girl gripe at me about how I can't call women fat. Was I politically incorrect? Probably. I said big, not fat. Again, not important to the story. The fact that I just met this girl and she felt that she could lecture me was an instant no-go. Even if I'm in the wrong, it's still an instant no-go. Go back and re-listen to the second half of the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. People do not like to be lectured. They do not like to be corrected. Quit being a boss. Quit trying to boss other people around. They will not appreciate it. And if you are a girl and it's a guy, the guy probably will ghost you. However, same thing. Quit trying to control people. People don't like to be controlled. If you're being bossy, people don't like you. I think I've covered that section enough. Twice now. Okay, and then the last section is kind of just a bunch of random notes that I stuck together. So let's zip through this because we are getting kind of long. Because I've been ranting about being bossy too much. So, he might ghost you because he thinks he can do better than you. You're a backup girl. I have commitment issues. If a guy says he has commitment issues, he's probably not interested in you. And you should cut your losses. Again, doesn't want to be seen in public. No titles. Doesn't plan dates in advance. So this section is all about basically a mini section of the book review that I recorded just before this of he's not that interested in you. So go re-listen to that one. Another reason why he might ghost you. He found someone better. I'm sorry. But when you're first starting to talk to people, you're probably talking to a lot of people. Every once in a while, one of those people you kind of like, and then you stop talking to the rest of them. That has nothing to do with you, it's just that, like, oh, I like this one. Bye! Next point, or next section. Men are the ones who own the commitment market. Women own the dating and intimacy market, but men are the ones with the keys to commitment. If he is unwilling to commit, it means he's not that interested in you. He doesn't have a crisis with wasted time. As a guy gets older, his dating options improve. So what if I waste 3 months with this cute girl? Oh well. But for girls, you have much more of a smaller window. So you feel the pressure of, well, I don't want to be with this guy if he's just going to waste my time. Guys don't really care if they're wasting time. Now, a considerate guy will realize that you shouldn't be wasting a woman's time, but not every guy is going to do that. So, if a guy's not willing to commit with you, he probably won't be willing to commit to you. And because wasted time's not an important factor to them. They're like, eh, whatever. It's fine. He'll keep using you until it's time for the next girl. And it's as simple as that. Sorry. It's wrong. I agree. But it is how it is. So, guys control the commitment market. So, if he is unwilling to commit to you, cut your losses. He's probably not going to change his mind. and then talking to the males in the audience, if you're still listening to this book. Same thing with girls. If a girl is unwilling to go on a date with you, you badgering her is not going to change her mind. Success. If a client says no, move on. Like, yes, I know that salespeople always talk about the sale is made in the seventh ask. Or you can just ask a ton of people. And the ones that are super excited, go with those ones. Quit trying to convince people. People kind of make up their minds pretty quick. And then the last section. Just because a man is coming on strong doesn't mean that he is interested. At least he's not interested in commitment. A man's sexual drive is just as strong, if not stronger, than a woman's relationship drive. A guy might be acting super, super interested in you and have absolutely zero interest in anything long term. Especially if he's not a religious guy. It can still be true for religious guys, but especially if he has no qualms about having sex with as many women as possible, then all his interest means is that he thinks you are hot and he wants to sleep with you. Now, if you continue dating him for a long time and he continues showing interest in you, then that might be a sign that he's interested in dating with you. But just because he comes out strong, like super interested, he doesn't know you yet. He just thinks you're hot. So don't get swept up by the fact that he's super interested in you and think that he's interested in you. The author doesn't come out and say this, but this is why refusing to have sex till marriage is a very, very important tool that women had that got abandoned. Anyway, that's kind of a downer note to leave this book review off, but that's it for the book review. If you're interested in this book, I will have an Amazon link down below. If you click on it, Amazon will give me, or if you use that link, Amazon will give me a couple of pennies. And with that, I will see you all next week. And hopefully, not too many of the women listening to this podcast are mad at me. I'll see y'all next week.